Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us and listening. This is the A segment, latest medical news of the week, but especially what it means to you. My best story, actually, is a story that I'm going to tell you about. That is, I'm pausing because I grabbed the wrong page, but it is how to resist food cravings and when it's okay to give in. That's the story that I like best. And the second one that I like best, which is really a very, very good story, is a randomized study in stroke patients on what gets them walking best, fastest. We'll be right back with that one. But before I do that, I want to say something about our guests. The guest for this segment, 960, is Dr. Kate Carricker Jaffe. She talks to us about secondhand drinking. I didn't even know what secondhand drinking was. Thought maybe when you kiss someone who is drinking, you got the secondhand drink like it was secondhand smoke. But no, it's actually the effects of drinking. And you'll want to hear what she says about the effects on family members. 53 million Americans, that's one in six of us, are affected strongly by secondhand drinking. So that's the B segment today. Last week, we had John Halpern talking about opium, the ancient flower, and how it shapes and poisons our world. And in fact, way back when, one of my favorites, Stephen Gundry, in 954B, talked about how to die young at any age. And I have another favorite I got to tell you about. It's Jason Torchinsky, Robot Take the Wheel, on how it's unlikely that we really will have totally autonomous cars in the near future. The next week's guest, and I haven't interviewed her yet, is Ivy Delaney, but she talks to us about what happens when your medication is recalled. That is, she's from the Health Science University at Texas A&M, and will talk to us about the different types of recalls and what you and I should do about it, and why this may make your drug in such short supply that you are unable to get it. And if it's a cancer drug or something that is unique, well, there's a real problem, as opposed to a blood pressure pill, which there are 150 different varieties of, so we can always find you one. Let's go through the news of the week. Let me give you the normal introduction. The first story, how to resist food cravings and when it's okay to give in. The second, how to get walking if you're a stroke patient. The third is why diet sodas aren't the answer for sugary drink cravings. The fourth, one in teen girls has faced reproductive coercion. I didn't even know what reproductive coercion was. The fifth, how to get on track when weekend eating is your downfall. Dirty air is deadly. Seniors at greater risk of choking on dietary supplements. And if you're napping more, why that may or may not be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. And one of my favorites, when you do exercise, every minute up to 100 a day gives you an extra benefit. That's everything up to 1.5 hours of walking or exercise of some kind gives you an extra health benefit. And I got a lot more to do today. Okay, let me start with why diet sodas aren't the answer to your sugar drink cravings. This is a study from Boston University, looked at 4,000 people, did MRI tests. Yes, those who drank, if you will, sugary drinks or diet sodas had a shrinkage in brain volume. Not a randomized controlled study. We don't know that the shrinking brain volume didn't cause them to have the diet and or sodas or sugary drinks, but by MRI, their brains are smaller. Smaller brains mean more likely to have dementia. That's a true problem. So 4,000 people followed for 6 years by MRI, not a good sign that you're shrinking your brain. How to get on track when eating on the weekend is your downfall. Well, this was a participant study. It was really a lab study of a number of, I think it was 20 participants. And what they found on weekends is rather than cycling on and off junk food, because that turned out to be as detrimental to your microbiome, as detrimental to your health, if you're going to indulge on the weekend, make sure you indulge in the same kind of healthy food so that you can metabolize things well when you go back to a healthy food choice the rest of the week. How to resist food cravings and when it's okay to give in. Well, these are some set excuses. When you crave food, you can come up with excuses like, if I deprive myself now, I'll just eat more later. Wrong. Reframe the story because that isn't what we can do. You want to reframe the story to say, I feel great now, and I want to keep feeling great. A second excuse, it's a special occasion. Well, special doesn't mean stuff yourself on everything. Yes, we want you to have 4 special occasions a year. It might be your anniversary, July 4th, Super Bowl weekend, whatever your 4 are, pick 4. And those are ones where you can indulge in food that isn't considered the best. I have a souffle, for example, or 2 actually, as what we have on our anniversary. My wife and I, just champagne and souffle all day long. That's a special treat, but I don't overdo the total calories. Another one, I need to listen to my body and it wants ice cream. What I want isn't necessarily what you need. Make sure you tell your body, if you're feeling good, I don't want that ice cream. I feel really good lately and I want to keep it that way is a really nice way. If I can eat a brownie sundae, that is, if she can eat a brownie sundae, why can't I? Well, remember, you don't have the metabolism of someone else. They have a different one. So when is it okay to give in to cravings? When they're healthy cravings, when you've designated this as one of your 4 special days, those are the times when it's okay to give in. How about every minute of exercise? Yep, every minute up to 100 a day gets you a decreased risk of chronic disease. CBD, it's the rage. I must get asked about it by almost every patient now. But remember, the Dr. Oz Show sampled CBD in 60 samples. Half of them didn't have 32 of the 60 had no CBD in it. And a whole bunch had toxic substances or other substances with it. We need much more data, and we don't know that you're not just getting a placebo response. That's a good response, but we don't want you to get sick from the CBD. Mixing marijuana and opioids is associated with mental illness. Whether the mental illness causes it or results from it, we don't know. But be careful. Don't mix opiates. In fact, don't ever have opiates, but certainly if you're on chronic pain medicine for a reason and you need that chronic pain medicine, don't add marijuana to it. Those two seem to have a special problem at causing or at least being associated with mental illness.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, Go to PersonaNutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at PersonaNutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
What do you do if you have a friend, a loved one, or you yourself have a stroke that paralyzes one leg? Well, first you want to get to the hospital fast enough so they can open it up and your stem cells come there to regenerate and replace those neurons. But if you can't do that, if you're a month out, they did the study. 90 people randomly allocated who all had a stroke that left them paralyzed for 30 days or more on one side of the body. What did they do? Well, they did three types of things. High-intensity walking while performing variable different difficult tasks, high-intensity forward walking only, or low-intensity walking. It turns out the high-intensity and the high-intensity with difficult tasks, such as avoiding a stone in your pathway or something like that, much better for regaining mobility and maintaining ability to live independently and to get that other leg working. One in 18 girls has reproductive coercion. What do we mean by that? Reproductive coercion is a form of power and control exerted by influencing women's health and healthcare behaviors. It's pushing these girls to get pregnant, to have your baby. And it looks at sexually active girls between 14 and 19, usually who dating people, men 5 years older, whether it is, and it's more common in the black, in the African-American community than it is in other communities, but common in all. One in eight is pretty darn common. And it obviously, if you have a child before you graduate high school, that means that you're much less likely to enjoy the child rearing and much less likely to get out of poverty if you're in poverty, or much less likely to have a prosperous life. So in addition, it's just bad. So what happens? Make sure you understand about it and leave those relationships, those abusive relationships you shouldn't be in. Vaping illnesses, 150 people, one dead, a bunch in the ICU. We don't know why this is happening, but vaping with either THC or with nicotine is associated with it. Gosh, I hope we find out what's going on soon, but right now we've just got some people who are very sick from it and may end up with end-stage lung disease. The next study that I want to talk about is if you take antibiotics for more than 60 days in a row, you've got a slight increase in having colon cancer. So try and limit your antibiotic use, even if you're taking it for things such as acne, etc. See if you can have antibiotic holidays or holidays in general from all drugs. Dirty air is deadly. This is PM 2.5 and below, PM 2.5 to 10. Where do these come from? Freeways, from grinding metallurgic plants, from mills, but largely from freeways and diesel and power plants. They're causing as many deaths as heart disease in this study. They cause inflammation throughout your body. Move away. Make sure when you buy a home, it's 7 blocks from a freeway. If you're buying a home and renting a home, move away from one that isn't 7 blocks from a freeway or busy street. And the other point is check the air quality of the place you're going to live before you decide to live it. Seniors at greater risk of choking on dietary supplements. Make sure if you're taking a dietary supplement, you know how to avoid choking on it. A lot of water, dissolve it in the water if you can. Get liquid ones if you have problems swallowing. Napping more, well, it's only if you're taking irregular naps. If you're taking regular naps that are part of your sleeping cycle, don't worry about it. It's a normal process. That is, that's not associated with Alzheimer's disease. It is the irregular naps. I want to thank you for listening. Let me give you the quickies again. how to resist food cravings. When is it okay to give in? It's okay to give in if it's on one of your special days. But remember, giving in or a special day doesn't mean getting really surging in your food or overdoing it. Special doesn't mean stuffed. And how to resist? Think about how good you feel the rest of the time and try and feel that way all the time. Push stroke patients harder to get better gains in walking. Diet sodas and regular sodas, both associated with shrinking brain volumes over a six-year period, that's associated with dementia development. One in eight teen girls has faced reproductive coercion. Don't date people more than 5 years older would be the message if you're a teen girl. If weekend eating is your downfall, remember to do weekend exercise in its place. Dirty air is deadly, so move away from the freeway. And if you're napping more, that could be an early symptom of Alzheimer's if it's irregular napping and not part of your schedule. This has been You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD and the podcast version. Thanks for listening. Thank you for downloading us. And I do want to point out the guest this week is Kate Kirker Jaffe. She talks about secondhand drinking. Brilliant woman who has done some very groundbreaking research. 53 million people are affected by secondhand drinking. On 961B next week, we're going to be talking about Ivy Delaney. What happens when your medication is recalled? What should you do? What does that mean? And why are they recalled? And how do you make sure you get the treatment you need? This has been Dr. Mike Roizen and Randall doing the engineering, saying thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.